Hello everyone and welcome to this September 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. The cover of the magazine shows a magnificent windmill in silhouette against a pink and orange sky with its reflection in the river in the foreground. Inside are stories about one man's genius in the garden, preserving our mills in the marshes, and an old house becomes a new home. Your readers this month are Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford and Edward Stanley. To start us off, we have editor Emma Lee's letter, but as she can't be with us this morning, Rowan Mantell is going to read it for you.
Welcome to the September issue of Norfolk magazine. One of the things that I always look forward to in September, as well as the leaves starting to turn, heralding the imminent return of jumper season, I'm much more of a winter person than a summer person, is the annual Heritage Open Days, the UK's largest festival of history and culture. It's a chance to explore hidden places that aren't normally open to the public and discover surprising stories for free. It got me wondering how long it takes for something to become part of our heritage. In music, if a band or artist is referred to as a heritage act, it means that it's at least 25 years since the release of their debut album. But the word heritage also suggests that something is in the past. And you definitely couldn't say that of an artist like singer-songwriter Nick Cave, who, in his 60s, is in an incredible creative patch, writing some of the best music and giving some of the most electrifying live performances of his life. I was absolutely enchanted by Sparks' recent set at Glastonbury. The Mayle brothers, frontman Russell and enigmatic mustachioed keyboardist Ron, are both in their 70s, have recently released a new album which shows them at their eccentric and experimental best, and they're currently having the time of their lives on a world tour. They even got A-list fan Cate Blanchett to join them on the Park stage. And while I've been to hundreds of gigs over the years, I don't think that any of them have had a better atmosphere than the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band show, which I recently went to at Hyde Park. Bruce, or Bruce, as his fans have it, released the gorgeous covers album Only the Strong Survive last autumn, and he and his tight team of musicians rocked for 3 whole hours, which passed by in the blink of an eye. Definitely still the boss. In this issue, Rowan Mantell finds out about the wonderful work which is being done to preserve the mills of the Broads, and Angela Adams meets the couple who have restored Ramesston Hall to its former glory. It has certainly been a labour of love. I don't know about you, but in September I always get that back-to-school feeling. Despite it being decades since I last set foot in a classroom, I still get the urge to buy some new stationery when the end of summer rolls around. It's something about which Lily Barker knows all too well, as she shares in this month's column. And we hear from former editor Dominic Castle, who tells us about the new skills he's been learning since he left Norfolk magazine earlier this year. Happy listening.